keep talking, I reckon.
I'll tell you about Angela. Mm-hmm. Born in Montgomery, 25 years old. She went to a Capitol Heights Elementary School and Junior High School. At DeLee, she was not at Lee when I was there. The way I met her, when I first saw her was she was a majorette, and I saw her out in the field. And decided she was a good-looking woman. I'll check that stuff out.
Would you just go up and introduce yourself?
No, I got a friend. I knew somebody who knew her, so I got her to set me up. So we started dating. I mean, and Angela went to Troy State for a year. She was a majorette at Troy, and then went to Alabama after we got married and graduated from UT, a degree in home economics, a BS in home ec. And
was she in any kind of clubs or church groups or?
Just like Episcopalian church. She was, of course, in the bands and stuff in high school and Troy State. She was in there. Well, she was a way vet. That's about, let's see, she's not, neither one of us are much about joining clubs and stuff.
Where are her people from?
Mrs. was born in Montgomery. She, Angela's mother's people are English and Syrian. They're partly Syrian. And Angela's grandmother, Angela's mother's mother was from Moultrie, Georgia, originally. And then her mother was born there in Montgomery. And so Angela's really second generation Montgomery. And Angela's daddy was born up near Arab, Alabama. Athens, up near Athens in that area, North Alabama, and Papa Rita's. He moved to Montgomery in the 30s, opened up a heating and air conditioning business there, and runs Brooks Heating and Ventilating Company. Pretty nice business, and I guess he's on that since 39 or something like that.
Are his people from
the Athens area? Uh-huh. I'm not sure how far back they go. He is mostly English, I think. And they're from, always been from that North Alabama. I'm not sure exactly how long, but, and I'm not sure that he even knows. They don't keep up with, you know, family in the same way that my side of the family does. So, couldn't really be 100% sure about that. But she's substitute teaching now. And she'll probably try to teach down in Atlanta somewhere. So.
When you were talking about Montgomery, Is the southern part of Montgomery now, is that a largely black?
Well, yeah, what used to be. Now there's even a southern part of Montgomery out past the bypass.
Yeah.
Now that's white, but there are a lot of blacks in that. But the old southern part around Normandale, yeah, that's most of, you know, Normandale area is mostly black now. And George Wallace, the only person who didn't sell out. I doubt Wallace had the money to move anywhere. Doesn't have much money, never has had a great deal of money. And had.
Gonna eat that brush.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna eat it up.
This cat loves to eat the brush. He's chewing this brush. Good for those kitty teeth. Good for those kitty teeth.
Are there any other neighborhoods in Montgomery that are predominantly black?
Well, there's Niggertown downtown. Yeah, that's predominantly black. You get the Hotel Ben Moore. I used to know a bunch of them down there.